that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. The soul which hath touched any such shall be unclean until even, and shall not eat of the holy things, unless he wash his flesh with water. And a clean person shall take hyssop, and dip it in the water, and sprinkle it upon the tent, and upon all the vessels, and upon the persons that were there, and upon him that touched a bone, or one slain, or one dead, or a grave. And do ye abide without the camp 7 days. Whosoever hath killed any person, and whosoever hath touched any slain, purify both yourselves and your captives on the 3rd day and on the 7th day. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And there rose up fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And Saul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts God had touched. And he set the cherubims within the inner house, and they stretched forth the wings of the cherubims, so that the wing of the one touched the one wall, and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall, and their wings touched one another in the midst of the house. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him, and said unto him, Arise, and eat. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him, and said, Arise, and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived, and stood upon his feet. And it was so, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near, and touched the top of the scepter. Have pity upon me, have pity upon me, O ye my friends, for the hand of God hath touched me. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Then the Lord put forth his hand, and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels over against them, and a noise of a great rushing. And as I was considering, behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth, and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground. But he touched me and set me upright. Yea, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. Then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me and said, And touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, Left her, and she arose, and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they seized with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him, and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. This came and touched them, and said, Arise, and be not afraid. So Jesus had compassion on them, and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And Jesus said, Somebody hath touched me, for I perceived that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. And the next day we touched at Sidon. And Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest,